We're joined by Brian Windhorst and Chris Broussard from ESPN. And guys, another trip for LeBron back to Cleveland. Just curious, what are you expecting tonight, Brian? We've seen so many different things from the first time he came back to last year with the kid running on the floor and everything. What are your expectations for tonight?
There's been a big thaw over the last few years. I mean, I don't know if it was 50-50 last season, but there was more cheers there was more cheers than there was 3 years ago, for sure.
Right.
We're in zero, so anything more than that was an increase. The Heat are more comfortable here. They're staying over to go to LeBron's house for Thanksgiving. I think they're more comfortable. I think there's a certain amount of fans who are never going to forgive him and are coming to the game to boo, and that's certainly their right. And there are fans who believe that they can have an influence on his future by cheering, and that's certainly their right. And you probably can't talk either of them out of it. But it's more of a diverse crowd, I think, than we've seen in recent years here.
Chris, do you expect anything dramatic tonight? I know before the game there's a group that's going to be handing out T-shirts to try and send a message to him that they want him back. But inside the building, can anything top what happened his first time back or even last year?
I assume you'll see signs, you know, LeBron come back or whatever. I think it's going to be more positive than negative. If I were a Cavs fan, I'd be in recruiting mode, you know, try to bring him back. And but the biggest thing for the Cavs is their team has to improve on the court, because I think whatever he does is going to be about the best chance to win. And I think in the Eastern Conference this year, as bad as it is, I think that if they could make the playoffs, and you're going to lose early, but, you know, play well, that would show him that some of these guys have some playoff mettle, and it would look good for Mike Brown as well. So I think that's the best thing Cleveland can do to try to get him back.
All right, so from his standpoint of being a free agent again, possibly at the end of this year, you guys cover him on a regular basis. Brian, you're close to the situation. Has he hinted in any way, shape, or form as to what he's thinking about, what's the most important thing for his next trip through free agency if he elects to go there?
No, he says he's going to wait till the end of the year, which is the exact prudent thing to do. And, you know, in November of 2009, we had no idea how July 2010 was going to play out, and so I think you need to keep that in mind as you look ahead. But with LeBron, I think he's set a standard. His standard is the team that has the most talent and gives him the chance to win is where he's going to go. And so if you want to recruit LeBron next year, you better have at least two All-Stars on your team, because that's what the Heat have. That's what the Heat are probably going to retain. So if you're the Cavs, you maybe have one right now in Kyrie Irving. You got to find another one. You got to develop one, or you got to trade for one, or you got to sign one. And if you're anybody else, whether you're the Lakers or something else, that's what your standard is. And I expect him to use that as his barometer in July, like he did last time around. And right now, the Heat are in the best position they could be in. But again, it doesn't matter where you are in November, December. It matters where you are in July.
Chris, do you think that the Cavaliers have enough talent to at least pique his interest?
Well, I think that, let's put it this way. I think if he came back here right now, they'd have more talent than he had when he was here, winning 61 and 66 games, because obviously you had nothing close to Kyrie Irving. I like Tristan Thompson, and you can get rid of a lot of these guys. I think I'd obviously want to add some shooters, like Brian said, maybe another All-Star, but some shooters and rebounders and stuff. He doesn't need a ton. He may want a ton, but
right.
He doesn't need a ton. So I think they have to make sure they don't have a dysfunctional locker room. And like I said earlier, make the playoffs, and then you can pique his interest. I definitely think he'll look at it. There's no question. I feel, this is not based on anything LeBron has said or told me or anything, but I feel like if they win the championship this year, he'll be Teflon. He's got three championships, a three-peat. Nobody can tell you anything. And the mood would be great to come back, you know. And I think most of the country, we know LeBron wants to be a global icon. He probably already is. His image has been restored to a large degree. But if he were to come back to Cleveland, I think the overwhelming majority of the country would be behind him and pull, because it's a storybook ending. He wants that legendary type status, which he's going to have regardless, but that would just take it to another level if you go back to your hometown, still in your prime, and try to win this city's first championship since 1964. I mean, you write that in a Hollywood script and people think it's unrealistic, you know. So I think that's something that I don't know how much you'll look at that, but I think that's certainly a part of the equation, or should be.
Last thing, real quick answers on this one, guys. Mike Brown, Dan Gilbert. How much of a factor are either one of those with LeBron, and have the fences been mended with Dan, and does it help or hurt with Mike Brown here?
If there's enough talent, those fences can be mended, but that's not priority one. Priority one is you got to have more talent, bottom line.
Chris?
Yeah, I agree with Brian. Look, Mike Brown, we know how it ended here when they were together, but I think, you know, over the years, LeBron's come to respect Mike as a coach, and again, if they make the playoffs, Mike's looks good, you know, with a young team. If you don't make the playoffs as bad as the East is, it wouldn't look as good for Mike. So, but I think those fences can be mended. I think Dan Gilbert might be smart to try to, you know, make some nice statements, you know, occasionally, but I don't think that'll be the biggest hindrance.
All right, Chris Broussard, Brian Windhorst, we appreciate the time. Thanks.